This is your Year 9 listening test in English. It will consist of two tasks. You will hear the texts twice. Task 1. You have 1 minute now to read the task. Listen to the text now and start doing the task.
Hi, Gemma.
Hi, Jackie.
Now, I've talked to you before about running the marathon, but this week we're talking about parkrun.
Oh, parkrun is very different, much, much shorter.
Right, so how short is it? What's the length?
It's a 5 kilometre run.
So oh, that's all?
Yeah, 3.1 miles.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know it's become quite a global event. So tell me about the run then.
Well, it started in about the 1980s in London in a place called Bushey Park. And it was just a small group of people who were very keen on running. And they wanted to set up a more informal type of a group for running rather than an athletic club. And it's just literally grown from there. So it's not a race.
It's not a race. You're not racing each other.
No, not at all. It's against yourself if you want to. So you have your time recorded each week. There's no first prize, second prize or anything like that.
Ah, so it's not a competition.
Not at all. It's very, very informal. And the idea is to actually encourage anybody to become a little bit more active.
It's not aimed at sporty types then, necessarily?
Not necessarily. We have a whole range of people in our park run. Some of them are very fast and others will take approximately 50 minutes and they will do a mixture of running and walking.
And how often does this take place?
It takes place every Saturday. So everywhere in the UK and in actual fact internationally as well, it takes place on a Saturday at 9 o'clock. And I think the only exemptions are, I think, in Scotland, when it's very dark, they're allowed to start at 9:30.
Oh, but otherwise you start Saturday at 9
otherwise,
o'clock.
Absolutely. So everyone knows where they'll be. Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's park run time.
Okay. Now, that's the run side. Tell me about the park side. It's always in a park. It's always a kind of a... It's not in the... on the streets then or anything?
No, generally it's in a park sort of area, so where you're not going to cause too much disruption, because there are very big park runs. At home in Jersey, we have approximately 200 people every week.
But oh, okay, UK, so when you say a big park run, you mean the number of people who are participating?
The number of people, yes. The participants can go into, you know, well over 1,000 in some. So enormous numbers of people.
Wow. So it's really taking off. Next time I'm over, perhaps I should do it as well, Gemma.
Absolutely. You can take the dog with you as well.
You will have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Hi, Gemma.
Hi, Jackie.
Now, I've talked to you before about running the marathon, but this week we're talking about parkrun.
Well, parkrun is very different, much, much shorter.
Right, so how short is it? What's the length?
It's a 5 kilometre run.
So, oh, that's all?
Yeah, 3.1 miles.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know it's become quite a global event, so tell me about the run then.
Well, it started in about the 1980s in London in a place called Bushey Park, and it was just a small group of people who were very keen on running, and they wanted to set up a more informal type of a group for running rather than an athletic club. And it's just literally grown from there. So it's not a race.
It's not a race. You're not racing each other.
No, not at all. It's against yourself if you want to. So you have your time recorded each week. There's no first prize, second prize or anything like that.
Ah, so it's not a competition.
Not at all. It's very, very informal. And the idea is to actually encourage anybody to become a little bit more active.
It's not aimed at sporty types then, necessarily?
Not necessarily. We have a whole range of people in our park run. Some of them are very fast and others will take approximately 50 minutes and they will do a mixture of running and walking.
And how often does this take place?
It takes place every Saturday. So everywhere in the UK and in actual fact internationally as well, it takes place on a Saturday at 9 o'clock. And I think the only exemptions are, I think, in Scotland, when it's very dark, they're allowed to start at 9:30.
Oh, but otherwise you start Saturday at 9
otherwise,
o'clock.
Absolutely. So everyone knows where they'll be. Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's park run time.
Okay. Now, that's the run side. Tell me about the park side. It's always in a park. It's always a kind of a... It's not in the... on the streets then or anything?
No, generally it's in a park sort of area, so where you're not going to cause too much disruption, because there are very big park runs. At home in Jersey, we have approximately 200 people every week.
When you say a big park run, you mean the number of people who are participating?
The number of people, yes. The participants can go into, you know, well over 1,000 in some. So enormous numbers of people.
Wow. So it's really taking off. Next time I'm over, perhaps I should do it as well, Gemma.
Absolutely. You can take the dog with you as well.
There is 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task one. Go on to task two. Task two. You have 1 minute now to read the task. Listen to the text now and start doing the task.
Last weekend we went to Stockholm for the weekend. Stockholm is the capital of Sweden, and it's about 2.5 hours by plane from Geneva. And Wendy was our first time in Sweden.
It was, yes.
And so we only had a weekend. It was just a short trip, but we tried to make the most of it. And it was the end of September, so you never really know in the northern countries with weather how you're going to go at that time. But I think we got pretty lucky in the end.
Yeah, it never really rained. I mean, it was cloudy for a part of the time, but I don't think we ever had to put our umbrellas up, did we?
No, I don't think so. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I wasn't really sure what to expect from Stockholm because we have a friend who lived there and he didn't really seem to like it that much.
No.
But one of the things he used to say to us was that he would ask Swedish people, if he had some time off, he would say, you know, where should I go? You know, what can I do? What's something good to do in Sweden? And then Swedish people would say, go to Norway instead. and he'd say, no, I want you to tell me what I can do here in Sweden. So I came in not knowing exactly what to expect, but it was really nice.
It was, yeah. I really liked it. Unfortunately, we were both a little bit sick while we were there. I think you had a cold first and then you gave it to me. And so I came down with the cold while we were in Stockholm, which was unfortunate. But we were able to do some kind of relaxing activities that didn't take too much energy out of us. Best example of that is the boat tour that we took.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I didn't really realize how much water there is around Stockholm.
And in fact, even the city itself, you know, the city center is made up of a number of different islands. And then you have hundreds more islands beyond that. So if you want to get out into nature, I think that's what a lot of the inhabitants of Stockholm do. Like I said, especially in the summer, they take a boat out to one of the other more remote islands and have a picnic or a barbecue out there.
But we didn't really have the time for it.
No.
So we just did a smaller trip, but it was still really worthwhile. And so we just went around the city. I mean, to places on the outskirts of the city as well, but mainly focused, you know, within the city area. Yeah, it's quite interesting because the old city of Stockholm is called Gamla Stan, and it's, you know, dates from the 1300s or something like that. It's a medieval city, but then kind of on the outer ring of this island, there are more recent Renaissance buildings. And so when you're on the boat looking at it, you get a completely different perspective than when you're inside the older
part.
Yeah,
you're right. You just don't get the same impression when you're inside it. You know, it's like you can't see the forest for the trees. You're just surrounded by really tall buildings. Whereas if you're out on the water, then you can step back and look at it from a distance and you can really see all of those facades at once and get a much better impression of what the city as a whole is really like. I know that Sweden is quite famous for design, you know, modern kind of sleek design, which to be honest is not something I'm particularly interested in. I much prefer older buildings and, you know, medieval or Renaissance or Baroque architecture as opposed to modern architecture. But I think they are really good at making places that are pleasant to live in and that are at least not ugly, you know.
And then Sweden is the home of IKEA, right?
Yes, it is.
And so that, you know, what you see when you see some of the more modern buildings in Stockholm is kind of like IKEA on a grand scale. And you see an entire house with the same kind of principles like you talked about for Swedish design.
Yeah.
And so we also did a walking tour, as we like to do.
I love doing walking tours. I mean, at the same time, I hate being on a tour, like a multi-day tour where you're stuck inside of a bus and you're stuck with the same group of people and you don't have any freedom or independence to decide when and where you want to visit. So I really enjoyed doing that.
You will have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Last weekend, we went to Stockholm for the weekend. Stockholm is the capital of Sweden, and it's about 2.5 hours by plane from Geneva. And Wendy was our first time in Sweden.
It was, yes.
And so we only had a weekend. It was just a short trip, but we tried to make the most of it. And it was the end of September, so you never really know in the northern countries with weather how you're going to go at that time. But I think we got pretty lucky in the end.
Yeah, it never really rained. I mean, it was cloudy for a part of the time, but I don't think we ever had to put our umbrellas up, did we?
No, I don't think so. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I wasn't really sure what to expect from Stockholm because we have a friend who lived there and he didn't really seem to like it that much.
No.
But one of the things he used to say to us was that he would ask Swedish people, if he had some time off, he would say, you know, where should I go? You know, what can I do? What's something good to do in Sweden? And then Swedish people would say, go to Norway instead. and he'd say, no, I want you to tell me what I can do here in Sweden. So I came in not knowing exactly what to expect, but it was really nice.
It was, yeah. I really liked it. Unfortunately, we were both a little bit sick while we were there. I think you had a cold first and then you gave it to me. And so I came down with the cold while we were in Stockholm, which was unfortunate. But we were able to do some kind of relaxing activities that didn't take too much energy out of us. Best example of that is the boat tour that we took.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I didn't really realize how much water there is around Stockholm.
And in fact, even the city itself, you know, the city center is made up of a number of different islands. And then you have hundreds more islands beyond that. So if you want to get out into nature, I think that's what a lot of the inhabitants of Stockholm do. Like I said, especially in the summer, they take a boat out to one of the other more remote islands and have a picnic or a barbecue out there.
But we didn't really have the time for it.
No.
So we just did a smaller trip, but it was still really worthwhile. And so we just went around the city. I mean, to places on the outskirts of the city as well, but mainly focused, you know, within the city area. Yeah, it's quite interesting because the old city of Stockholm is called Gamla Stan, and it's, you know, dates from the 1300s or something like that. It's a medieval city, but then kind of on the outer ring of this island, there are more recent Renaissance buildings. And so when you're on the boat, looking at it, you get a completely different perspective than when you're inside the older part.
Yeah, you're right. You just don't get the same impression when you're inside it. You know, it's like you can't see the forest for the trees. You're just surrounded by really tall buildings. Whereas if you're out on the water, then you can step back and look at it from a distance and you can really see all of those facades at once and get a much better impression of what the city as a whole is really like. I know that Sweden is quite famous for design, you know, modern kind of sleek design, which to be honest is not something I'm particularly interested in. I much prefer older buildings and, you know, medieval or Renaissance or Baroque architecture as opposed to modern architecture. But I think they are really good at making places that are pleasant to live in and that are at least not ugly, you know.
And then Sweden is the home of IKEA, right?
Yes, it is.
And so that, you know, what you see when you see some of the more modern buildings in Stockholm is kind of like IKEA on a grand scale. And you see an entire house with the same kind of principles like you talked about for Swedish design.
Yeah.
And so we also did a walking tour, as we like to do.
I love doing walking tours. I mean, at the same time, I hate being on a tour, like a multi-day tour where you're stuck inside of a bus and you're stuck with the same group of people and you don't have any freedom or independence to decide when and where you want to visit. So I really enjoyed doing that.
There is 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task two and the listening part of your test. Hand in your paper, please.